I thought about the night we'd sat out on this same bench. The young man I currently had my eye on, 4 years younger than he was now, and listening raptly as Eddie told the tale of stopping Brian Lippy's Bigfoot truck. The kid listening as Eddie told about trying to get Lippy's girl to do something about her situation before her boyfriend fucked her up beyond all recognition or maybe killed her. The joke turned out to be on Eddie, of course. So far as I knew, the bloody-faced girl is the only one of that roadside quartet still alive. Yeah, she's around. I don't road patrol much anymore, but her name and picture come across my desk from time to time. Each picture showing a woman closer to the beer-breath, broken-nose, fuck-you-for-a-pack-of-smokes hag she will, barring a miracle, become. She's had lots of DUIs, quite a few D&Ds, a trip to the hospital one night with a broken arm and hip after she fell downstairs. I imagine someone like Brian Lippy probably helped her down those stairs, don't you? Because they do pick the same kind over and over. She has two or maybe it's three kids in foster care. So yeah, she's around. But is she living? If you say she is, then I have to tell you that maybe George Morgan and Eddie J had the right idea. I'm going to make like a bee and buzz, Shirley said, getting up. Can't take any more hilarity in one day. You doing okay with it? Yeah, I said. Hey, he came back that night, didn't he? There's that. She didn't have to be any more specific. I nodded, smiling. Eddie was a good guy, Shirley said. Maybe he couldn't leave the booze alone, but he had the kindest heart. Nope, I thought, watching her walk across to Ned, watching them talk a little. I think you're the one with the kindest heart, Cheryl. She gave Ned a little peck on the cheek, putting one hand on his shoulder and going up on her toes to do it, then headed toward her car. Ned came over to where I was sitting. You okay? He asked. Yeah, good. And the funeral? Hey, shit, it was a funeral. I've been to better and I've been to worse. I'm glad the coffin was closed. Sandy, can I show you something? Over there? He nodded his head at Shed B. Sure. I got up. Was the temperature going down? If so, it was news. It had been 2 years since the temp in there had dropped more than 5 degrees below the outside temperature. 16 months since the last light show, and that one had consisted of no more than 8 or 9 pallid flickers. No, he said. Trunk open? Shut tight as a drum? What then? I'd rather show you. I glanced at him sharply, for the first time getting out of my own head enough to register how excited he was. Then, with decidedly mixed feelings, curiosity and apprehension were the dominant chords, I guess, I walked across the parking lot with my old friend's son. He took up his sidewalk super's pose at one window and I took up mine at the next. At first I saw nothing unusual. The Buick sat on the concrete as it had for a quarter of a century, give or take. There were no flashing lights, no exotic exhibits. The thermometer's red needle stood at an unremarkable 73 degrees. So? I asked. Ned laughed, delighted. You're looking spang at it and don't see it. Perfect. I didn't see it myself at first. I knew something had changed, but couldn't tell what. What are you talking about? He shook his head, still smiling. No, sir, Sergeant. No, sir. I think not. You're the boss. You're also one of just 3 cops who were there then and are still here now. It's right in front of you. So go to it. I looked in again, first squinting and then raising my hands to the sides of my face to block the glare, that old gesture. It helped. But what was I seeing? Something, yes? He was right about that. But just what? What had changed?